Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject is called Divine Healing, and we're doing part 29. And the topic is how to keep your healing. When God heals, he does it physically. So it is through the human spirit that he does this. The reason he does this is because he heals through faith, and faith is of the heart or the spirit. When people stop trying to contact God with their minds and start believing with their hearts or their spirit, they will be healed instantly. For it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, "For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." When you are healed by someone else's faith or by the manifestation of the Spirit of God, it is possible to lose your healing because you do not have any foundation on the Word of God within yourself to help you keep your healing if Satan tries to put it back to you. What am I actually saying here? Quite often when we're not mature enough yet to receive our own healing, we go to other people to get them to lay hands upon us or to cast out the devil or to remove the sickness out of our body. There's no foundation yet. If we're still a young Christian or a baby Christian, there's no foundation for us to keep holding on to the Word. So when we go to the person, they cast out the sickness, they lay hands upon us, or whatever the case may be, we go away from them. But if our faith isn't strong enough, then we have a problem where we can lose our healing that we've just received. God wants us to grow into spiritual maturity that we can pray for ourselves or pray for other people, receive the healing, and then hold on to it when the devil comes at us to try and take it from us. A person can be healed by a minister or a ministry, but when they go back to their own home and they are no longer surrounded by faith or the convention of faith that they're in, but they go back to their own home and they're by themselves and they've got doubt and unbelief trying to attack them. If you're a mature Christian, you can fight this off quite easily through and in the Word of God by faith. But a person who's not born again very long or is a baby Christian, in an atmosphere of a convention, it's all faith. It's very easy to believe. But when they're back in their own home by themselves, that's when doubt and unbelief will try to attack them. No one can maintain a healing which has come as a result of another person's faith or the gifts of the Spirit and so on, unless his faith is developed through the Word of God to the point where he or she can maintain in their own rights the healing that they've received. It is great to be healed by someone else's faith, but we are the ones to develop our own faith and to maintain our own healing. God wants you to develop and mature from a spiritual baby into a spiritual adult, and this will only happen by Word of God. We grow in faith as we use it. When the symptoms return, resist them in faith, standing on God's Word. This is the good fight of faith found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. If you do not accept the symptoms, the devil cannot put the sickness back onto you. The devil is trying to open up the door into your life once again through your will. So he puts the symptoms onto you first to make you think that you weren't healed. And then you confess out of your mouth, "I guess I was not healed." This opens up the door for the devil to put that sickness back onto you. As I have said before, the first time we think God didn't heal us, and the second time we think, well, why would he heal me a second time if he didn't heal me the first time? There is another point here that I want to share with you. If you think God hasn't healed you the first time, why would you start praying for other people? The thoughts would come to your mind, if God didn't heal me the first time, then why would he heal people that I pray for? This is another tactic by the devil to stop you praying for other people's healing. Why is faith important? Your faith is the connection point for you to receive your healing. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not seen. This is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the bridge between heaven and earth, that your healing comes from heaven to earth through your faith and into your body. Believe your beliefs and doubt your doubts. Let me say that again. Believe what you believe and doubt your doubts. How to resist the devil? When the devil tries to put sickness back onto you, just laugh at him and speak to that situation or speak to that mountain. Tell him or tell the devil that you've already received your healing, that it belongs to you, and that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed, according to 1 Peter 2:24. Many times a person will lose their healing by praying. What do I mean by this? You lose your healing by turning in a prayer request. Why? Because you are denying that God has already healed you. If God has healed you the first time and you think you haven't been healed and you turn in a prayer request, what you're actually saying is, God, you didn't heal me the first time, so I need to come and pray again. When the devil attacks you, he attacks you in the battlefield of the mind. This is where he's trying to fight the good fight of faith against you. He wants you to lose the battle in the mind, so eventually out of your mouth will come words of doubt and unbelief. When the words come to your mind, when the thoughts come to your mind that you weren't healed by God, the Word of God says you are to bind those thoughts and cast them down if they're against the Word of God, contrary to the Word of God. And then we are to go to God's Word and put God's Word into our mind. So if the devil comes to you with doubt and unbelief that you were healed, you say, in the name of Jesus, I bind those thoughts, I cast them out of my mind, and I replace them with the Word of God that says, by his stripes I am healed, and God is faithful and just to watch over his Word to perform it, and Jesus Christ is the guarantee of that Word coming to pass. Often, whatever we receive from God, there comes a battle after that, no matter what it is, whether it's got to do healing or deliverance ministry or anything else. Any promise of God, the devil will challenge that. And this is called the good fight of faith. Our faith grows as we use it. We grow into spiritual maturity, not by sitting on a chair and just reading the Word of God. We grow by using the Word of God. And the Word of God says faith and actions go together. Your faith will grow as you put actions to your faith and resist the devil and command him out of your life in Jesus' name. The devil has got no authority over you if you're a born-again believer. You have authority over him. He will try and take back anything that God has given you. He will try and do it through doubt and unbelief and through fear. We are to resist him in every area of our lives, confess the Word of God, and take authority over him. This is the good fight of faith. Let me now give you one last example, a classic example of Jesus walking on the water. We find this in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Starting at verse 22, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by waves, for the wind were against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, and they said, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Verse 28. And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said to him, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." These scriptures about Jesus walking on the sea or walking on the water can be parallel to a person receiving healing or any other promise of God. Jesus said to Peter, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked above the water. He walked on the water, but above the natural situation around him, by faith, supernaturally. Let me say that again. Peter, when he got out of the boat, he came out of the boat on the Word of God. Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat by faith on the Word of God and walked on the water. In other words, he walked above natural circumstances supernaturally by the Word of God. But Peter made a mistake. He looked at the wind and became afraid, and then doubted and sunk. And this is what happens. The devil will try and get you to look at the natural circumstances around you, the storms of life, so you will be afraid, and then you'll start to doubt. And of course, when you doubt, you will sink into your situation. But take heart, Jesus is there. He comes along with his Word and pulls you back out of that situation and gives you the victory. This is a very classic example of what happens to a person who's believing for something or has received something from God. The devil comes along and tries to remove that or take that from the person. But if we stand strong on God's Word, God will bring us through the situation with the victory in Jesus' name. I hope you've enjoyed this message today. Thank you for being with me. And until next time, God bless.